When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
From MLB Chalk Talk and former Division II All-American. No, I don't know if he was, really, but I just wanted to hype him up a little bit. Charlie Campbell here of MLB Chalk Talk. Charlie, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good, man. Yeah, we're talking a little bit about the Devin Williams trade here and how the Brewers get Cortes and Durman back in the deal. What's your initial reactions to the trade for Milwaukee?
I definitely think it's a positive trade for the Brewers. Just to talk about it kind of like in a whole, I think it was fairly even in my mind. It was something where the Brewers got something that they needed, and the Yanks also got something that they needed. I know last year the Brewers had a little bit of issues in the rotation. I was just kind of having guys having quality innings. You know, there's a lot of games where our pen would be taxed a lot for our starters going, you know, four or five. And Nestor Cortes, who we got back, had 177 innings last year. That's something that the Brewers were obviously looking for. The Brewers' pen last year was really good, and their taste was kind of an issue. And so giving up Williams, obviously all-star, probably second-best closer in the league behind Class A, that's always going to be a bummer, right? You know, that sucks. But the crew getting the guy for the rotation is big. And kind of filling that role that Colin Ray had last year. You know, Nestor Cortes had a 3.77 last year, 177 innings. I think that's going to be really valuable for the Brewers.
Looking at this rotation and then looking at some of the trades that the Brewers have made in the past years with other pitchers, such as Corbin Burns, Josh Hader, where would you rank this trade among those three, looking at what the Brewers got back for Hader, for Corbin Burns?
Well, the Corbin Burns, I think, obviously we saw last year with Hall and Ortiz. I think that's going to pay off much, much more than losing Burns just for that 1 year. You know, but I think that nowadays when you look at these prices that all these starting pitchers are getting paid, you know, like Max Fried just got the biggest contract for a left-handed pitcher in history, right? I think that lots of innings from the starter front are on the field and money-wise a lot more valuable than a bullpen guy who's going to give you maybe 50, 60 innings. So I think this move is probably below those ones, but prospect-wise, you know, having Nestor for 1 year is going to help. But Durbin has lots of years of control, and I just think that if you look around the Brewers organization, he is meant to be a Brewer. You know, he's a really good guy on defense. He's fast. He steals a bunch of bases. He just set the Arizona Fall League record in stolen bases this past fall. So I think he is a Brewer. He's, you know, he steals bags, plays defense, very comparable to, you know, your Sal Frelick and your Bryce Durang and those kind of guys. So I think he will play a really good role for us this year, especially with the Giants signing Adames and the Brewers not being able to retain him. That's a really good move in my mind. And actually, it seems a little bigger than people are making it out. But in my opinion, I think it's true because Durbin is the guy that the Yankees were talking about being their starting guy.
Yeah, yeah. And Charlie, I mean, what do you think this does now for the Brewers infield? I would probably think that the lean is Bryce Turang is going to be the opening day shortstop because I believe that Durbin's going to have every opportunity in spring to make this roster, and he probably slides into second base, and the transition for shortstop seems like it would be a lot easier for Bryce Turang than it would be for Joey Ortiz, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. Something that the Brewers also like to do, just you know, with their outfield, and honestly, just like a lot of their players, is they draft guys that are mainly shortstops and move them around, or they draft guys who are center fielders and then move them around. And that's a really good thing to do because you draft guys that are super fast, athletic, and can play those positions. So if the roster kind of sits at a spot where those guys have to move around, it's kind of just like a cakewalk for them. You know, like last spring training, there's even talks about Sal Frelick playing third base, which nobody thought was like, all right, like that's, you know, like that's crazy. Like he just won a gold glove in right field and we were trying him out at third base. You know, like it's kind of crazy that way. But that is the positive trade-off when you get guys that are really good athletes. I would not mind sliding Bryce Turang to short. I also personally kind of want him to stay at second because he just won the Platinum Glove, which means he is the best of the best at second base. I wouldn't necessarily want to move him. I would be more in favor of Ortiz sliding over to shortstop because the cup of tea that he got with the Orioles in 2023 – that's where he played, you know, because they're kind of waiting on the Jackson Holliday and Gunnar Henderson stuff. So he played there. So I think he'd be more comfortable going back there and sliding Durbin at shortstop. But I also could see Durbin going straight to short because I like Joey Ortiz's arm better at third base.
Yeah, yeah.
So with this move happening, you have those four guys that you can kind of move around the infield. Do you see the Brewers making any more moves to help kind of strengthen that group going into this season? Is this the last move that we're going to see the Brewers make because they feel they have enough strength in that backup, in the minor leagues, that they feel they can support that? Or is there something still missing from this Brewers team once you lose a Willy Adames that you need to replace?
Yeah, I'm hesitant to say that they're going to make a move, obviously just because of the money thing, and that's just kind of the reality of being a Brewer. But I do think that we are going to miss Adames' power, right? You know, he drove in 112 RBIs, hitting like fifth and sixth in the order, which is crazy. But I think the power is something that we're going to miss. I think the on-base and the clutch stuff can kind of be replaced, but Adames is a generational player, offense and defense. So I'd like to see some power come in. I don't expect it to be a signing, but I think that we could definitely make a trade. I think with Durbin coming over from the Yankees, our infield is set, I think. There's some talks about getting Ha-Sung Kim from the Padres in free agency, which I also wouldn't mind. I think Ha-Sung Kim is a great player. But we also have the Cooper Pratt, mm-hmm. who's in our system, who just won the minor league gold glove. You know, so he's, again, same guy, young, athletic, play a bunch of positions, and really good on defense. So I think we need a power bat that can maybe be like a DH if Yelich goes to the outfield for a game, for that kind of thing. If I was in my dream world, Anthony Santander, I think, would be a really good signing. For.
I love him.
Yeah, you know, just about 44 home runs in Baltimore. Yeah. I think that'd be a great move. obviously that price tag is going to be crazy. But outside of the contract that we have for Yelich, I don't think the Brewers are really spending that much money. But I also think that we're going to try to capitalize on having this young core for the years. I see the Brewers kind of staying put now. I think Williams was kind of the guy that was in all the trade talks that we kind of wanted to move. And the Yankees made it happen. So I'd love to see the Brewers, you know, make a move for a power bat, but I just don't think that's in the cards for them.
Yeah, yeah, understandable, Charlie. We're here with Charlie Campbell of MLB Chalk Talk on Wisconsin Sports Weekend, Tommy Wirtz and Charlie Usen here. Charlie Usen made a claim last segment that this seemed like a lateral move for the Milwaukee Brewers. They didn't get better, they didn't get worse, they added depth, which I would argue that probably makes it a better move, but what do you think? Do you think that this was a move that made the Brewers look like they were trying to be competitive this season, looking into this Devin Williams trade? Or do you think this is a move that it seemed like they just wanted him off the team however they could get him off the team, and maybe they didn't get better because of that move?
Yeah, I would say it's a little bit of a step up of lateral, for my opinion. But I think they got slightly better. I don't think it moves the needle just a whole bunch, but I think at the end of the day, the money that Devin Williams is going to make for arbitration and the money that Nestor is going to make is basically even. But I think you trade starter innings for closer innings, and I think that adds a lot more value. So I think, because obviously, like, having a guy that's going to throw 50, 60, also Williams coming off that back injury. Like, he looked good, but, you know, that's always a concern. But Nestor Cortez is probably going to give you north of 170 innings again. And so I think that it feels like a lateral move. It feels like the crew didn't get a whole bunch better, but I think that come season that this is going to pay off way more for the Brewers, you know. But I also think, just on that front, you know, having Durbin and the Yankees adding $2 million cash, obviously for the Brewers, a small market, that $2 million feels like $10 million.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so I think it's on par with the lateral move, but I'd say maybe it's a little more just because of the value of the innings we're going to get back than what we give up.
All right, one more question for you here, Charlie. Is this Trevor McGill's job to lose at this point at the back end of the at the back end of the bullpen? We have maybe Joel Payam sneaking into that role. Abner Uribe's been floated around. Charlie actually had a pretty good idea of, does Mizorowski come up in the bullpen and then he gets a shot to be at the back end? To me, it seems like this has to be McGill's job to lose and fill for Devin Williams leaving.
Spot on. Yeah. Obviously, like, the first half of the season when McGill was closing, he saved 21 games for us. You know, it's really obviously the fastball touching 100 with a 6-8 frame. That's just something that no hitter likes to see. But I think he has a really good ability to control the zone at his size, at his velo, as well as throwing a curveball 87, 88 miles an hour, which nobody really sees. I think it's his job to lose for sure, but like, our bullpen is just so good that it's nice to be having a conversation about it being his job to lose, because I honestly would be fine putting three or four guys kind of in that spot. I'd be cool, you know, like, if tomorrow Pat Murphy was like, Brian Hudson's our closer, I'm like, cool. If Jared Canning's our closer, I'm like, cool. You know, if McGill's our closer, cool. You know, so I think that it definitely is his job to lose. And with the Jacob Mizorowski thing, I think just, like, obviously getting Nestor Cortez bolsters up our rotation. I think that he profiles as a starter. I think he'd be really, really good in a closer role. Obviously, he's a tall guy like McGill, tall guy, touches 100. But his secondary pitches, I think he has a really good slider curveball changeup. I think Mizorowski is going to take his time and come up as a starter instead of going in the bullpen. Now, by, you know, August, September, say Mizorowski's not up yet, I think it's possible that he comes up maybe for, like, the the back half of the season or playoffs in the bullpen, but I think he profiles more as a starter for us. I think long-term, obviously, the team control that Mizorowski has, I think the team's going to try and make him a starter. But I definitely think that it's Trevor McGill's job to lose as of right now.
Absolutely. Charlie Campbell joins Wisconsin Sports Weekend here with Tommy Wirtz and Charlie Usen. Charlie Campbell, why don't you give away some of your stuff? Where can people find you, plug your stuff? I know you got a lot going on with Chalk Talk, trying to make things work over there.
Yeah, so Twitter, at MLB Chalk Talk on Twitter, capital C and T in there. My website is the same thing. Website is MLBChalkTalk.com. Just talking all kinds of baseball stuff and also dabble into the sports betting picks over there and just have a lot of fun and spread around my knowledge and just have fun with the game of baseball.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Charlie, for joining the show. We'll have to have you on again soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Tom.